victory parade after the conquest of France. A man is being honored here for a surprisingly rapid victory and the illusion it creates of an early peace. But he is not thinking of peace. He has reached the pinnacle of his power, but not yet achieved his final ambition. As long as Hitler had been in power, he had wanted war, but talked about peace.
Kein Volk kann sich mehr nach Frieden sehnen als das Deutsche.
Hitler's sword on the land was the tank, the instrument of blitzkrieg. And in the sky, a powerful air force. The armaments industry was making money hand over fist. Hitler financed this arsenal on tick. Only war could avert bankruptcy. Hitler needed war to fulfill his two aims in life. Hardly anyone realized yet what they meant. The capture of Lebensraum in the east. The extermination of European Jewry. Hitler needed helpers for his war. Some of them warned against a war on two fronts, the nightmare of all generals. But Hitler asserted himself in the tried and true way, divide and rule. He promoted his lackeys over the heads of army generals he regarded as irresolute. The high command of the Wehrmacht was given to Keitel and Jodl, thus demoting the high command of the army under Brachitsch and Halder. Goering already piloted the Luftwaffe pretty much as he pleased. SS Chief Himmler formed his own army, the Waffen-SS.
Es gab eine völlig irreale, katastrophale Spitzengliederung, die nur aus dem Willen Hitlers zu verstehen war, die Macht zu verteilen. Nicht einem Mann zu viel militärische Verfügungsgewalt zu überlassen, sondern alles selbst in der Hand zu behalten.
Hitler drew up the war plan on his sole authority. In fact, at first he wanted to attack only Poland. But if the West wouldn't take it lying down, he was prepared to fight a war on two fronts. Delusion and megalomania. He overestimated both himself and the strength of his Reich. But at first, his gamble seemed to pay off. A pact with Stalin, his mortal enemy. Two power-hungry dictators set aside their ideological differences. August 1939. The negotiators, Ribbentrop and Molotov, drew up an unscrupulous plan, dividing the spoils. Stalin got from Hitler what the West could never give him, part of Poland. And Hitler got the go-ahead for war. Of course, once again, the attacked were themselves to be blamed for the attack.
Ich habe mich daher nun entschlossen, mit Polen in der gleichen Sprache zu reden, mit der Polen uns erfordern. Polen hat heute Nacht zum ersten Mal auf unserem eigenen Territorium auch mit bereits regulären Soldaten geschossen. Seit 5.45 Uhr wird jetzt zurückgeschossen. Ich habe nun über 6 Jahre am Aufbau der deutschen Wehrmacht gearbeitet. Es sind in dieser Zeit über 90 Milliarden für den Aufbau dieser Wehrmacht angewendet worden. Das Vertrauen auf Sie ist unerschütterlich. Ich will nichts anderes jetzt sein als der erste Soldat des Deutschen Reiches. Ich habe damit wieder jenen Rock angezogen, der mir einst selbst der heiligste und teuerste war. Ich werde ihn nur ausziehen nach dem Sieg, oder ich werde dieses Ende nicht erleben.
He was right about that, at least. Poland was lost, for which Britain and France were at war with Hitler's Reich. As the Wehrmacht marched into Warsaw, special units of the SS showed the Poles what was in store for them. While troops from Himmler's SS pursued the Polish intelligentsia, the Wehrmacht celebrated its victory on the streets of Warsaw. This time Hitler had left the conduct of the campaign to his generals. In future, he wanted to be commander himself. The commander simply ignored obstacles. For the attack on France, he dug up a bold but risky plan by General von Manstein. He aimed to entice the Allied armies towards Belgium, then to strike from the rear with the full might of his armored troops. The left hook through the Ardennes. A hazardous undertaking, just the thing for a gambler who took himself to be a genius.
The last factor I must mention in all modesty is my own person, irreplaceable. Neither a soldier nor a civilian could replace me. I am convinced of the power of my brain and my decisiveness. The fate of the Reich depends on me alone.
Quite immodestly, he demanded that the Germans follow him unconditionally.
Es handelt sich hier nicht meine Person, aber ich gehöre nicht auch zu jenen Leuten, die jemals die Fahne streifen. Deutschland soll untergehen, und Deutschland kann Ihnen nur eine Antwort geben. Deutschland wird leben.
In spite of the stage-managed jubilation, the enthusiasm of the people and their generals for war still left a lot to be desired. Now Hitler showed his other side, the dedicated vacillator. 29 times he had the attack on France postponed, for fear it would misfire, and then launched a surprise attack in the north. Nazi newsreels sold it as a brilliant preemptive strike.
Die Gegner versuchen vielmehr, sich neue Aufmarschgebiete in Skandinavien zu schaffen. Diesem Plan kommt der Führer am 19. April 1940 zuvor. 10 Stunden früher besetzen deutsche Truppen Dänemark und Norwegen. Die Kriegsmarine schlägt der englischen Flotte alle Trümpfe aus der Hand. Vorbildlich ist das Zusammenwirken der drei Wehrmachtteile.
Two neutral countries were occupied without warning. International law was never an obstacle for Hitler. Because his generals still mistrusted the Manstein plan, he intervened personally in the overall planning. For all his belief in his own infallibility, the amateur strategist was still unsure of himself. He hid it behind a show of frantic activity. But finally, the day of the attack arrived for the 30th time. The first victims the neutral countries, Holland, Belgium, and Luxembourg. After only a few days, the three countries were overrun. There had been no declaration of war.
Declarations of war are the signs of a hypocritical attitude which tries to give an impression of chivalry. Never in my life shall I sign a declaration of war. I shall act.
The Manstein plan worked. German tanks advanced rapidly to the channel. The French army did not stand a chance. The British expeditionary force was hemmed in at Dunkirk. Then Hitler made an unexpected decision. He ordered the tanks to stop short at Dunkirk. Was he trying to spare his own troops or the enemy's? Hitler's indecisiveness brought him what amounted to a defeat. When the Germans finally did move in, they found only abandoned war material. An entire British army had escaped across the channel. The swastika at the Verdun Memorial. France is beaten. A double triumph on the battlefields of the First World War. For Hitler, it is also a victory of his vision over the conventional thinking of the generals. In a victorious mood, he decides against a great victory celebration in Paris, just a modest military parade. The euphoria of victory, his military lackeys feted him as the greatest commander of all time. The victory ceremony, the long-awaited revenge for Versailles. For the signing of the ceasefire, the French negotiators were summoned to the same railway carriage in which the Germans were forced to concede defeat in 1918. Entry of the victors into Berlin. Seldom were the majority of Germans so firmly behind Hitler as at this time.
Go stateside with Discovery as we indulge in some chrome dreams with boys' toys at 10. Then at 11, the American dream turns to a nightmare as Discovery goes on the streets.
You just don't have an awful lot of problem with our product, and it's a lifetime investment.
The State of America.
Executing one person won't bring the other one back.
Discovery goes to America tomorrow from 10, starting with boys' toys.
From the producers of Jurassic Park and the director of Speed.
Go, 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 go!
Get out of there! Stop!
Hurry!
There's no time! Come on!
Don't look back. Twister.
Hi, love. Sorry, love. Duty calls. See the car.
Almira.
GTI.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Cover me. Huh?
Go faster.
I'm doing nearly 30.
Naughty boy.
Turn left.
Why?
Litter. Makes the car look good.
Don't you call this?
Sorry, Gov. Traffic was murder.
You'll never meet professionals.
Neither were they.
The election, Almira.
Tell me about it.
In 1980, tickets for the Russian ballet were in great demand.
But the ballet wasn't the main attraction. Making its Moscow debut was the smooth taste of Heineken Export. Heineken Export, the world's favorite import.
Orange believe you shouldn't be rushed into anything, which is why we offer a 14-day money-back guarantee. The future's bright. The future's Orange.
Look at his little face. Nature, Jeff. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, love.
You can almost reach out and touch them. Yes, come on then, come on.
Broken or chipped windscreen? Just call Autoglass. We'll come to you and fix it on the spot, wherever you are. In fact, we'll take care of everything, even your insurance company.
Sometimes they look so human.
For car glass, automatically think Autoglass.
Starting exclusively in the 10p Times tomorrow, Terry Venable's revealing account of Euro 96, only in the Times, just 10p.
Kellogg's have been making cereals for no less than four generations since 1922. And we're so proud of what we do, we still put our name on every single box. So remember, if you don't see the Kellogg's name on the box, it isn't Kellogg's in the box.
Wild Things. Discovery examines the extraordinary world of nature. Take a look at some of the wildest species known to man. From the depths of the oceans to the great plains of Africa. Endangered species living in an uncertain world where savagery is a way of life. Witness their struggle for survival in their own wild habitat. Wild Things. Tomorrow at 7 on Discovery.
After the victory, Hitler grew hesitant. The British did not want to dance to his tune. With Churchill, there was no more appeasement. The war in the air over England was designed to bring the stubborn British to heel. Instead, it increased their resistance. British Isles could not be conquered with bombs. While the Battle of Britain was raging, Hitler had plans drawn up for the invasion of the Soviet Union. He was afraid of war on two fronts, yet he unleashed it.
Russia is the factor on which England chiefly depends. But if Russia is crushed, England's last hope is removed. The ruler of Europe and the Balkans then becomes Germany. Decision. In the course of this conflict, Russia must be finished off.
But this plan meant more than that. Operation Barbarossa was to fulfill an old dream of Hitler's. This war was to be his war, free from any sort of morality, a war of annihilation in the East to win Lebensraum. How his troops should conduct themselves was conveyed by the Supreme Commander through the leaders of the Wehrmacht.
Bolshevism is the mortal enemy of the National Socialist German people. Germany must fight this corrupt worldview. This struggle demands ruthless and energetic action against Bolshevik rabble-rousers, irregular saboteurs, Jews, and the complete removal of all active and passive resistance.
Whoever broke the law in this pursuit would not be prosecuted. The commander promised.
For actions undertaken by members of the Wehrmacht and its auxiliaries against enemy civilians, there is no requirement to prosecute, not even when the deeds are military crimes or offenses.
Hit hard, single them out, finish them off. Quotations from the Dictionary of the Monster. This was more than a matter of winning territory. It was utter annihilation.
The originators of barbaric Asiatic methods of fighting are the political commissars. Thus, action must be taken against them at once and with the utmost ferocity. Therefore, if they are captured in battle or in resistance, they are on principle to be shot immediately.
Before the attack, the retreat into the forests of East Prussia. Hitler had always administered himself to the Germans like a drug. Now he dug into his wolf's lair, the Wolfsschanze, ready for the assault. Barbarossa was a deadly gamble, a race against time. The battle had to be decided before winter set in, or the war was lost. At first, the plan worked. After 20 days, the flag of the SS was hanging in White Russian Minsk. Whole divisions of the Soviet army were taken prisoner. Leningrad was in their sights. The commander wanted to starve out the Jerusalem of communism, to annihilate it and raze it to the ground. In September, German tanks were already outside Kiev. Entire Soviet armies were destroyed in mammoth battles of encirclement. Hitler's soldiers still believed in their own invincibility.
Zunächst kann ich bestätigen, dass die Anfangserfolge überraschend waren. Sie waren und beflügelten natürlich auch die großen Umfassungsschlachten, die Hunderttausenden von Gefangenen, die gemacht wurden. Ich selbst habe in einem Feldbusbrief an meine Mutter im September etwa geschrieben, der Krieg ist in wenigen Wochen zu Ende.
But then Hitler made a high-handed decision. Instead of attacking the Soviet capital directly, he wanted to advance first in the south, in order to capture the industrial areas in the Donetsk Basin and the oil wells of the Caucasus. The generals were horrified. They wanted the decisive battle to take place outside Moscow. My generals understand nothing of a war economy, raged Hitler, and insisted on his plan. When the offensive against Moscow finally got underway in October, it was too late. Stalin had put the time to use. Blinded by the brilliance of his victories, the commander believed he could get anything he wanted on the spot, which was far from the hard reality.
Dann brach Ende Oktober der Winter herein. Urplötzlich, innerhalb weniger Tage, fielen die Temperaturen auf minus 25 Grad und die Truppe war darauf nicht vorbereitet. Ich habe dann an meine Mutter geschrieben, es wird noch einige Zeit dauern.
Against fresh troops from Siberia, the Germans were in a hopeless position. But Hitler ordered the line to be held at all costs, without regard for casualties.
Im Dezember, als es darum ging, die Front zu halten, überhaupt wieder Stabilität in die sich zurückbewegende Front zu bekommen, habe ich an meine Mutter geschrieben, vor 3 Jahren ist der Krieg nicht zu Ende. Sie müssen sich mal vorstellen, was das für einen jungen Offizier bedeutet, von September mit dem Gefühl, das dauert nur noch wenige Wochen, bis zum Dezember desselben Jahres, der sagt, es dauert noch 3 Jahre. Was dort in der Gedankenwelt eines jungen Generalsoffiziers vor sich gegangen ist.
In the unreal world of the Wolfschanze, Hitler drew his own conclusions from the debacle. He escaped into the idea of attack. Just as his whole concept of war threatened to collapse, he needlessly declared war on the United States.
Deutschland und Italien haben dem gegenüber sich nun endlich gezwungen gesehen, getreu der Bestimmung des Dreimächtepaktes vom 27. September 1940, Seite an Seite mit Japan den Kampf zur Verteidigung und damit zur Erhaltung der Freiheit und Unabhängigkeit ihrer Völker und Reiche gegen die Vereinigten Staaten von Amerika und England gemeinsam zu führen.
And the Germans were to fight with even more determination. For him and with him, without hope of peace. Nobody wanted to make peace with him, so his people had to carry on fighting. If necessary, to the bitter end. Hitler made a clean sweep through his generals. Anyone who didn't toe the line was dismissed. In place of the unnerved Field Marshal von Brauchitsch, Hitler himself assumed command of the army. An affront, yet the army remained loyal to their new commander-in-chief.
Man darf aber nicht vergessen, dass ich selber, einschließlich Rommel, doch hervorragende Feldmarschälle und Persönlichkeiten erlebt habe, die sich verabschiedet auf dem Wege zu Hitler und sagen, ich fahre jetzt hin und sage dem Mann die Wahrheit und. Und die dann nach 2 Tagen zurückkamen und sagten, es ist doch ein unglaublich eindrucksvoller Mann und er hat mir das Ganze jetzt im Gesamtkonzept geschildert und schließlich besteht doch noch Hoffnung und so. Das war dann nach 24 Stunden auch wieder vergangen. Aber ob Sie das als eine Art Hypnose nehmen oder sonst einen Eindruck, den er auf manche oder auf viele Menschen ausübte, das kann man nicht leugnen.
Zunächst einmal wurden die hohen Befehlshaber an der Front, auch die Heeresgruppenbefehlshaber, nicht ausreichend informiert. Es gab den berühmten Führerbefehl Nummer 1, der lautete, dass jeder nur das wissen dürfe, was er zur Erfüllung seines Auftrages unbedingt wissen müsse und dass er das nicht früher erfahren dürfe, als es dafür notwendig war. Zweitens, Manstein hat mit Hitler gesprochen, Leb hat mit Hitler gesprochen, Kluge hat mit Hitler gesprochen und hier wird etwas deutlich, was ich dann am Ende des Krieges selbst erlebt habe, dass von diesem Mann eine kaum zu beschreibende, dämonische, personale Wirkung ausging, der sich nur ganz wenige Menschen haben entziehen können und die man auch nicht verstehen kann, wenn man es nicht einmal selbst erlebt hat.
With this power of suggestion, he waged war, war for war's sake. He had long since buried the illusion of a quick victory. In public, he appeared confident. He only showed doubt in private. In a secretly recorded conversation with Finland's Marshal Mannerheim, he admitted he had underestimated the Soviets.
Wenn mir jemand gesagt hätte, dass ein Staat mit 35.000 francs andrehen kann.
Wie Sie gesagt, Sie sind Wahnsinn.
35.000 Panzer. Wir haben zurzeit über 34.000 Panzer vernichtet. Ich habe das vorher nicht geahnt, hätte ich es geahnt, wäre mir noch schwerer zu Herz gewesen, aber den Entschluss hätte ich dann erst recht gefasst. Denn es gibt ja gar keine andere Möglichkeit.
This obstinacy made the commander take one further wrong decision. In spite of the long supply lines, he sent one part of the army to the Caucasus and another to Stalingrad. In the summer of 42, the Wehrmacht had to hold a European front 30,000 kilometers long. A hopeless task. Hitler was not put off by the reality of war. Instead of the Russian capital, he wanted to capture the city which bore the name of his adversary. Instead of a victory, a symbolic triumph. The Battle of Stalingrad. In October, soldiers of the 6th Army occupied nearly all of the city. But the Soviets were still doggedly defending 300 meters of the Volga. They were getting supplies, and the Germans were not.
Offenbarte sich hier eine der größten Schwächen des Feldherrn Hitler, wenn er sich so fühlte, dass ihm jegliches Gefühl für Logistik fehlte.
So, he ignored the reality of the second winter of war.
Dadurch wurden dann seine operativen Ziele, die er setzte, und die Entscheidungen wurden immer irrealer. Sie wurden weniger wirklichkeitsnah.
The reality in Stalingrad. The defenders attacked, the attackers defended themselves.
Es war ja so, dass Hitler in den Häuserkampf persönlich eingriff. Die hatten im Oberkommando, hatten sie eine Karte 1 zu 10.000 und da wurde genau, wie die Kompanie vorgehen sollte und welche Fabrik genommen werden sollte und so weiter, wurde von Hitler vom 1000 Kilometer entfernten Führerhauptquartier entschieden.
Decisions with dire consequences. When the Soviets encircled Stalingrad in November, 300,000 Germans were trapped. Their generals wanted to break out, but Hitler dug in his heels.
To the 6th Army, decree from the Führer. Present Volga Front and present North Front to be held under all circumstances. Air supply by deployment of further 100 Junkers being set up.
Er hat eben einen unbeugsamen Willen. Und wenn er erstmal für sich selbst eine Meinung hatte, auch operative Meinung, er hatte sehr viel vorgefasste Meinungen, oder eine Meinung gebildet hatte, dann war es unmöglich, ihn davon abzubringen, wenn er nicht wollte.
The punishment for Hitler's obstinacy came on the battlefield. The Red Army pulled the noose round the city tighter and tighter. Abandoned in the ruins of Stalingrad, the German soldiers didn't stand a chance.
Die Parole war ja ständig, auch mit Flugblätter, Männer, haltet aus, der Führer haut euch raus. Und in dieser Zeit, da habe nicht nur ich das angezweifelt, dass der Führer uns raushaut und dass er jetzt noch weiß, was er tut, da war schon die gesamte Stimmung verzweifelt. Oder sagen wir, man war im Zweifel, ob das richtig ist.
Such doubts were justified. Human life meant nothing to a commander who had only his own goals in mind.
Das Deutschland von einst hat um 11:45 die Waffen niedergelegt. Ich habe grundsätzlich immer erst 5 Minuten nach 12 aufgehört.
There was nothing to laugh about for the men betrayed at Stalingrad.
zerbrochen ist für mich jegliche Achtung vor Hitler als Feldherr, aber auch als Mensch. Oder wie als Führer.
Hitler war für uns, also man kann schon sagen, zu diesem Zeitpunkt der Totengräber für uns.
Stalingrad, the definitive turning point. For the commander, it was the beginning of the end. He escaped into a convoluted fantasy world, cutting himself off totally from reality, from which there was no escape for his people. For Hitler, in the imaginary world of his military maps, all that mattered was putting off the end, with the familiar remedy, a new battle. The greatest tank deployment of all time, 17 panzer divisions, 500,000 men, a pointless display of power. The tank battle of Kursk in the summer of 43 lasted only 8 days. It ended indecisively. Hitler had played his last card. The delusion of Lebensraum in the East was shattered. He applied himself all the more doggedly to a second insane idea. The Jews had no divisions. By the summer of 43, mass murder had been perfected. Cattle trucks to Auschwitz. In the official jargon of the executioners, the final solution of the Jewish question.
Was das eine...
He had a sinister vision for his own people, too.
Dass nur aus einer Auslese die Stärkeren übrig bleiben. Und ich möchte sie ruhig aussprechen. Wenn mein eigenes Volk an einer solchen Prüfung zerbrechen würde, könnte ich darüber dann keine Träne weinen. Es hätte nichts anderes verdient. Es würde sein eigenes Schicksal sein.
Fate came to Germany from the skies, like the vengeance of God. The Allied firestorm fell on everyone indiscriminately, supporters and opponents. That Germany's cities were perishing was of no interest to the commander. He never visited the bomb sites. He could sense that his previously enthusiastic people were beginning to have doubts.
Die Stimmung kippte im Krieg ganz rapide um. Nachdem die ersten Freunde, Jugendfreunde von mir gefallen waren, begann ich dann zu überlegen. Ich habe mich sogar noch freiwillig als Nachrichtenhelferin hier in Berlin gemeldet und war auf der Stelle, die in Berlin den Alarm ausgelöst hat. Man hat also alles mitbekommen, diesen ganzen Wahnsinn, diese fürchterliche Zeit. Und es war eine sehr schmerzliche Erfahrung für mich, dass alle diese Ideale falsch waren.
The painful recognition of just whom they got involved with came too late. This man had aroused the opposition of the world, which was now united in one goal, his elimination.
Tomorrow, go stateside with Discovery as we indulge in some chrome dreams with boys' toys at 10. Then at 11, the American dream turns to a nightmare as Discovery goes on the streets.
You just don't have an awful lot of problem with our product, and it's a lifetime investment.
The State of America.
Executing one person won't bring the other one back.
Discovery goes to America tomorrow from 10, starting with boys' toys.
7 heures, Paris Info Express.
Papa.
Je pense pas que ça correspond.
The new Renault Clio. It's moved on.
Hotpoint has designed a fridge freezer unlike any other. As you'd expect, it's completely frost-free. But the really clever thing is, it has an extra cubic foot of space on the inside. And it comes in 7 different colors on the outside, making the Hotpoint Mistral Plus ideal for any kitchen.
Only men's minds could ever have unmapped into abstraction such a territory.
You can...
Russia. Who'd want to miss all...
On June the 6th, 1944, Allied troops landed on the European mainland. The war on two fronts had arrived. This desperate situation forced the German resistance into action. Brave conspirators from the officer corps wanted to kill the dictator, to save their fatherland. They carried out what many only dared think of.
Wir haben in manchen Abendstunden in der Organisationsabteilung beim Glas Bier in unserem kleinen Offizierheim in der Baracke zusammengesessen und diskutiert. Was kann man nun machen? Kann man Hitler absetzen? Kann man einen Mann zum Oberbefehlshaber der Ostfront machen? Muss man Hitler vor ein Gericht stellen?
The search for a way out drove many officers into conflict between military obedience and moral responsibility.
Dieser Mann war der Oberbefehlshaber der Wehrmacht und er war der Oberbefehlshaber des Heeres. Und als solcher befahl er. Nicht? Und wer da befohlen hatte, das ist auf der ganzen Welt so, in allen Armeen. Nicht? Dann kann man ihn eben nur noch umbringen. Voilà.
The attempt on his life came to nothing. The commander survived. He construed blind chance as a gift of providence. Nothing was meant to happen to him, he told his Axis partner euphorically. His real condition gave the lie to his self-delusions.
Der Hitler nie von nahem gesehen und war nun, als ich ihn zum ersten Mal am 23. Juli 44 zum ersten Mal gesehen habe, war ich entsetzt. Denn ich sah dort also ein Wrack vor mir. Ein gebeugten Mann, der bereits also schon das eine Bein nachschleppte, eine zitternde Hand hatte. Die konnte er nur zitternd geben, weil die rechte Hand war durch eine Prellung, durch das Attentat also sowieso damals nicht brauchbar. Ich sah nichts von irgendwelchen also leuchtenden Augen, die einen faszinieren können, sondern sie waren fahl und eine matte Gestalt, die mir da gegenüberstand, und ich konnte gar nicht fassen, dass das also nun der vitale Führer war, den wir uns alle damals noch eingebildet hatten. Nicht?
Die Bataillone des Volkssturms sind zum Einsatz bereit. Was Sie über das Handwerk des Kriegers wissen müssen, bringen die meisten aus dem Ersten Weltkrieg mit.
The last reserves. Old men who had to stick their necks out once again. And half-grown lads who now had to play the hero. From the east, the Soviets were advancing on Germany. As they marched into East Prussia, the hour had come for retaliation. The hate Hitler had sown was now revisited on his own people. The war he had unleashed, he now waged against the Germans as well. He wanted to rob them of any hope that in the West, at least, the end would be swift. So he drew up a crazy plan.
Hey,
His delusion that reality should submit to the Führer remained intact. For one last gamble in the West, without scruple, he left the endangered Eastern Front exposed.
Selber habe dann noch diese, für mein Gefühl, geradezu nicht nur idiotische, sondern verbrecherische Ardennen-Offensive erlebt, wo Hitler im Westen anstelle diese fabelhaften, noch fabelhaften Panzerdivisionen in den Osten zu packen, in die Eifel, in die Ardennen mit Panzerdivisionen zu glauben, dass man da durchbrechen kann bis an die See, Antwerpen, war doch eine Verrücktheit.
The madness had a quick end. Superior Allied strength gained the upper hand. Reality defeated.